paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
812. And we've got a lot of sunshine, but no heat today. This Wednesday, November 11, Veterans Day. And here's Dean Richards with some entertainment news and a Veterans Day special. Hi, Dean.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this is a very nice thing that Jon Stewart puts together every year called Stand Up for Heroes. Normally, it's a live concert, a live event that he hosts. He's done it for the past 14 years that raises money for the Bob Woodruff Foundation that helps veterans and their families. But this year's event, obviously, is not going to be a live concert event. It is going to be virtual. And this year will feature a few names you may have heard of, like Bruce Springsteen, Sheryl Crow, Brad Paisley, Ray Romano, and Tiffany Haddish will be doing comedy. These are just a few of the names. So this will be taking place a week from today on Facebook and TikTok and many other websites and digital platforms. But it's a great event, and the money that Jon Stewart raises for veterans every year is inspiring. He's been very, very dedicated to veterans, to first responders. He's gone before Congress several times trying to get money for the first responders from 9/11. Jon Stewart walks the walk when it comes to helping people.
Yep, he really does. And Foo Fighters are doing a virtual concert too, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They just put out a new album the other day, actually. The new album is called Medicine at Midnight. But they yesterday they announced that they're going to be doing a live concert at the Roxy Theater in Hollywood. It's kind of a legendary spot there. It's going to be next Saturday night, but you'll be able to watch it online. $15, and proceeds are going to go to the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. I've talked about this so many times that, you know, we hear about a lot of people who are sacrificing and their businesses are sacrificing and suffering because of the pandemic. There, you know, I have to stand up for the people who are in entertainment, who have just been, you know, quietly doing their part. Musicians, stagehands, carpenters, ticket takers. The musicians themselves also have, you know, not been working. They probably can afford it a little more than a lot of the people who work in theaters, who you know, carry the equipment, you know, things like that. And that's what this Sweet Relief Musicians Fund is about. You know, musicians who are not super famous, not like the Foo Fighters, mm-hmm. who work in clubs and play music in restaurants, you know, and things like that. These are people who are also suffering because of the pandemic. So, you know, let's remember there are lots of people out there who are not, you know, making the same kind of money as they were a year ago.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day and all of our struggling local musicians. I drove by Metro on Clark Street and, of course, closed like those other venues. Yep. It's a very tough time.
Yeah, all the you know, the concert venues, the theaters, you know, the movie theaters, but, you know, live theaters in particular that employ quite a few people to, you know, put on a play. It's more than just actors. There are a lot of people behind the scenes and stagehands. All of these people are suffering right now, and there are things like the Actors Fund and, you know, some funds to help them. But, you know, when you know, some people go, you know, what am I supposed to do? I need help from the government. There are a lot of people like that right now.
For sure. What is going on with Britney Spears and her dad?
Oh, boy. this will take till the end of the show. I hope you have nothing else planned for the rest of the show. So about, let me see, this has got to be 10, 12 years ago, something like that. Britney Spears was in a fast decline mentally. She was suffering from exhaustion and a mental breakdown, and all of her business affairs and personal decisions in her life were placed in the hands of a conservator. The conservator named to look after Britney Spears was her father, James Spears. Today, Britney Spears says that she's doing much better and that she doesn't need a conservator anymore, and she definitely does not want her father to be her conservator anymore. She says that she's afraid of him, and she is not going to perform anymore if he's in charge of it. They apparently have a very, very bad relationship. So this is went before a judge in Los Angeles yesterday who declined to suspend the father from the role of conservator that he's had. The father's attorney says that Britney went from being in debt to being worth more than $60 million under his management. The judge did approve a co-conservator to also manage the affairs, you know, to satiate Britney Spears' concern that she's afraid of her father and doesn't really want him involved anymore.
Well, if they need money, they could always turn it into a reality show. They've got a lot of material there, don't they? Too much.
Man, I'm just shocked that that has not already been turned into a reality show because, I mean, her real life has, you know, it's been tragic in many ways. But that's, you know, that's it. In many ways, hopefully with a much better outcome, reminds me of when Whitney Houston did that reality show, Being Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
That turned out to be so prophetic and tragic. For Whitney's demise and Whitney and Bobby Brown's daughter. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that it sounds like she's doing better. She says she's doing better. So
yeah, a reality show too real. And Dean Richards, every time I turn around, it seems like there is word of another reunion. Have they just run out of material during the pandemic? What's going on?
I think they're finding these reunions to be real audience grabbers. That's why these things keep happening over time. I was talking about the Actors Fund, and they are the beneficiaries for almost all of these reunions that happen on different social platforms. And yesterday, a reunion took place of almost the entire cast of the old TV show Family Ties. Meredith Baxter Burney was part of it. Michael J. Fox was part of it. Michael Gross. No Mallory was on it, but her boyfriend Nick, Skippy, the youngest brother, they were all part of it. And this went on for, it was like a 90-minute reunion on Zoom. Mm. And they talked about, you know, the old show and what they went through. What I found interesting on it, Michael Keaton, or Michael J. Fox, rather, Alex Keaton, told the story of how originally they turned him down for that role, which seems amazing because, you know, he was really the breakout star of the whole thing.
Yeah. Did they say who they were thinking of for that role?
He did not say. It was Michael J. Fox that told the story, and he didn't say who almost got that the role that he did not get. But he went in for an audition and was turned down. And, you know, somebody said, let's give this guy another chance. And he said he changed around a couple of things and got the job.
All right, now for the Veterans Day movie picks, what do you suggest?
Yeah, I've got some classic films that I think are amazing, but I just want to start with a couple of new movies that are definitely worth watching. There's one called The Outpost, which is based on a best-selling book. A thriller, really, about this tiny unit of soldiers in Afghanistan who are attacked by the Taliban. It is the famous Battle of Kamdish. And it is just a movie that'll leave you on the edge of your seat. Scott Eastwood stars in it. Orlando Bloom stars in it. Caleb Landry Jones stars in this movie. Definitely worth taking a look for. It is in some theaters right now, but is also on demand. There's also a documentary that I think is worth taking a look at. because it, it gives you an idea what a lot of these veterans went through, that they and they quietly deal with when they return home. This one is called Quiet Explosions: Healing the Brain. And it is a look at not only veterans, but first responders and professional athletes and the traumatic brain injury that they often suffer and post-traumatic stress disorder that they often suffer. But this documentary is about people who've gone through all of this and have recovered. The movie, again, it's called Quiet Explosions: Healing the Brain. It is on Amazon and also on demand. For something a little lighter fare, there's a Lifetime movie that is streaming right now. It's called Welcome Home Christmas, about a returning soldier who's adapting back into civilian life. And an Army counselor kind of works at the base and helps out there, welcomes him home, involves him in a project, and at the same time gets swept off her feet by him just in time for Christmas. So a nice story there. A movie that I love, it's been out for about a year or so, but I can't recommend this enough, called Military Wives. That is a true story about the spouses and families of soldiers who are serving in Afghanistan. They live on a military base. The soldiers are all called into action, and they, the wives, form a choir to take their minds off of the real fears that they face every day. It's very thoughtful and very funny and very heartwarming. And spotlights what the soldiers are going through, but also what the sacrifices that the families make as well. And that one is on Hulu right now. In terms of just some classic movies about the military and soldiers, I love Hacksaw Ridge. The story, the World War II story that Mel Gibson directed, starring Andrew Garfield and Vince Vaughn, about the soldier who refused to carry a gun for religious reasons, wound up saving his whole platoon. In real life, the only soldier ever to win a Medal of Honor without ever firing a shot. That's on HBO and Amazon Prime right now. An amazing, amazing movie. Saving Private Ryan is gut-wrenching to watch, but a good reminder on this Veterans Day. There is the Spike Lee movie that came out last, actually came out earlier this year, called Defy Bloods, which is about a group of African-American soldiers who returned to Vietnam to try to find the remains of a fallen comrade. Chadwick Boseman starred in this movie. And it's kind of, it's also the story of how African American soldiers were treated during the Vietnam War. And one I'm sure that I saw for the first time ever on Fraser Thomas's Family Classics here on WGN is called The Best Years of Our Lives.
Oh, that's a great movie. That is still, that holds up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a story of three soldiers who return at the conclusion of World War II to their small town homes, and how they've changed, and how everyone around them and everything around them has changed. This movie, back in 1946, won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture that year. It is one of the most heartwarming movies that you will ever see, and I think a perfect movie for Veterans Day.
Yeah, The Best Years of Our Lives. I'm trying to remember now. Is it Frederick Marsh?
Frederick Marsh, yeah. Myrna Loy.
That is such a classic.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It could only be better if Fraser Thomas was introducing it.
Well, Dean, when you watch it at home, put on Fraser's suit. Don't you have that somewhere?
I have stolen a couple of the Family Classic books, I'll be honest.
Good for you.